The Black Lives Matter movement is giving Democrats running for president headaches. That's because the candidates are being confronted with activists who are responding to a string of deaths of African Americans at the hands of police. The activists are now putting pressure on a political party that in recent decades has relied on a giant share of the black vote. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Black Lives Matter is a hashtag and a movement born out of anger over the deaths of primarily young black men at the hands of police. And for the Democratic candidates for president, in the early going of this campaign, it has been a stumbling block.
Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Hispanic Lives Matter.
All lives matter.
Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter.
That was Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. For those at the heart of the Black Lives Matter movement, these words hit the wrong note. All lives matter is a phrase adopted by those who seek to minimize or criticize the movement.
Like, nobody got the messaging right at the beginning. They should have known better.
DeRay McKesson is a former teacher who has become a full-time organizer in the Black Lives Matter movement. He is among the activists the Democratic campaigns have courted.
If they plan to be president, black people are a constituency that they will not be able to take for granted and will need to speak to directly and speak to issues that black people face directly.
Democratic candidates could risk turning off white working-class voters by aligning too closely with the Black Lives Matter movement. But McKesson says the movement can't and won't be ignored.
People will choose to stay home. People will opt out of the process completely if the platforms don't speak to issues that face them.
Earlier this month at the Netroots Nation conference in Arizona, both O'Malley and Sanders were confronted by Black Lives Matter protesters. Clinton wasn't there. That's where O'Malley used the phrase, all lives matter, not once, but twice. This compounds concerns activists already had about policing tactics implemented when he was mayor of Baltimore. After leaving the stage in an interview with This Week in Blackness, O'Malley apologized for using the phrase.
That was a mistake on my part, and I meant no disrespect, and I did not mean to be insensitive in any way.
All three candidates have since adjusted their rhetoric. Here's Sanders at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
We must reform our criminal justice system. Black lives do matter, and we must value black lives.
And here was Clinton speaking in South Carolina.
I think it is essential that we all stand up and say loudly and clearly, yes, black lives matter.
All of the Democratic campaigns have held meetings with activists from the movement. Brittany Packnett is a Ferguson protester and a member of the president's task force on policing.
Rhetoric is important and language matters, but at the end of the day, you're going to show me that my life matters by what you plan to do and by following through on that plan.
Packnett has a lot of questions for the candidates, and they go well beyond the words they choose.
I want to know what your goal is to decrease the prison population. I want to know what your goal is to increase graduation rates in marginalized communities. I want to know how you are going to decrease police killings. And I want to know what your goal is to increase employment in marginalized communities, how and when you will be making that happen.
Today at the Urban League Conference in Florida, O'Malley unveiled what his campaign described as a comprehensive criminal justice platform. The activists say they can't wait to scrutinize what all of the candidates are proposing. Tamara Keith, NPR News.